It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're going to update a story about Alexander Harik that we first ran last year. Alexander grew up in New York City, and when he and his sisters would sit down for meals, there was always one thing, one condiment that they pretty much slathered on everything.
We would put it on baked potatoes all the time. We would have it in yogurts. We'd have it on chicken, on bagels and cream cheese, on eggs, on burgers.
And which magical condiment could actually taste good on all of these different things? Yeah, there's sriracha, but besides sriracha,
it's za'atar.
Za'atar is this tangy, earthy, Middle Eastern spice made with different types of thyme, maybe some oregano.
And then other spices like a cumin, sage, some sesame seeds, even chickpeas. I mean, it is a cultural food staple. You know, ask a Middle Eastern person, do you know what za'atar is? It's like asking an American, do you know what apple pie is?
Anyway, a few years ago, Alexander, who happens to be of Lebanese descent, started to notice that za'atar was showing up in all of these unexpected places, like in corner hipster restaurants, food blogs,
on Instagram, on social media. And I was like, no way. Is za'atar becoming a thing?
Yes, in some parts of the country, za'atar was becoming a thing. But Alexander wondered why nobody made it the way his mom did, mixing the spices with olive oil into a spread.
It brings out the flavor of the herbs, you know, the essence of the herbs out more. And, you know, condiments are cool. Everybody loves condiments, right?
So Alexander was thinking about all of this last year, and at the same time, he was working at a research firm on Wall Street. It was a job he wasn't really crazy about. And so one night, he was having dinner at his parents' place. Za'atar was, of course, on the table.
And I'm looking down, my head's between my arms, telling him what's going on, and boom, it just hit me. I'm staring at it. And I said, Mom, Dad, I got it.
It's his light bulb moment. Alexander says, we have got to make za'atar the way you make it, Mom, and we should sell it like as a spread.
We've been eating these foods our whole life. We always joke about it. We should have started hummus or we should have started Greek yogurt. So let's do it for za'atar. We can do this.
So a few months later, Alexander walked away from his job. He moved back in with his parents. He found an industrial kitchen. He Googled where to find the spices, the olive oil, the little glass jars. He made his first batch of spreadable za'atar, and he started going door to door to sell it to specialty stores in New York.
I had these little gift bags. I had a jar of Zesty Z, pita chips, recipe cards, and our sales sheet. And I'd walk in, and I'd say, hey, I think I've got a great product your customers would like, and I'll follow up in a week with you.
And when he did follow up in a week, a lot of people said, no.
No, we don't like this. We don't think this will sell. We don't like the taste, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So dealing with that, you know, people who say that it's business, it's not personal, whoever came up with that quote or says that never started a business, because I would disagree with that for sure.
But a few months after he got all those no's,
I get an email saying, thank you so much for the thoughtful package. We absolutely love this. We'll take two cases. And when I got that email, I started to cry.
That email was from one specialty store in Brooklyn, and from there, Alexander started to get a bit more traction. He even got a za'atar spread into a few Whole Foods in New York City. And now, a year after we first ran this story, the za'atar spread is in 450 Whole Foods markets across the country, and Alex is planning to roll out four new products next year. And his mom, well, she's still at the center of things. She's the head of research and development.
I want to share what I ate growing up with everybody else. And that's what I want to do with my life.
Alex's company is called Zesty Z. To learn more about it or hear previous episodes of our show, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.